It's a real pleasure to welcome our book reviewer, Irene Beautre, this morning. Morena, and welcome, Irene.
Morena.
Ockham winner, of course, and many listeners will have enjoyed Bug Week, the adaptation of that winning collection. However, you've been reading someone else this morning and are going to tell us about Home Theatre by Anthony Lapwood.
Yes. So Home Theatre is a collection of interlinked short stories. I believe this book has actually been launched today, so it's a special day for this collection. And I really enjoyed this book. It is it's set in an apartment building in Wellington, and it's very, very relatably Wellingtonian. I really appreciated the way that he draws on themes of community and connection, but also the lack of those things. And there's some very, very, very moving stories in this collection, sort of ranging from, he just starts out straight off of the bat with time travel. So it's sort of ranging from a little bit of sci-fi through to social realism. So it's quite wide ranging in its scope.
Are we character driven? Are we meeting the residents of the repertory apartments?
Yes, and I found myself, as I got towards the end, I found myself wanting to diagram the building and go, okay, this person lives in this apartment and then there's this person, and wanting to go back and read it again and see how they all fit together. Because, you know, it is a sort of fascinating social situation when you have people living in close proximity who might know each other to varying degrees. Like, some of the apartment residents are good friends, some of them are lovers, and then some of them just pass each other in the hallways.
Do we have plot-driven stories here as well, though? Do we have moments of crises, large or small?
Absolutely, yeah. I'd say they, for the most part, that, you know, the stories follow a fairly traditional narrative arc. There's one that's just... it's one that where somebody is trapped in a lift, which is just just quite horrific. There's others that, you know, there's another story that traces the process of grief, so it's, I guess, more of a quieter story. But, you know, there's a lot of eventful stuff going on in the background. You know, the time traveling characters is kind of always there. I'd say it's a very story-driven collection. Yeah.
Do we have, as soon as you mention apartment in Wellington, you think rents, you think condition of the building, you think residents and their crises. Is there an undertone of social commentary or not? Is this...
I'd say it's more than an undertone.
Okay.
I'd say it's very strongly a social commentary. You know, we have a widow who's looking for a council housing and having to deal with Wins, and, you know, the depiction of her being in the Wins office with the case manager was just incredibly painful to read for, you know, anyone who's had that sort of experience. There's, you know, the issue of the distant landlord and the repairs that aren't being done, and the, you know, ant invasion and the damp and lack of heating and all that sort of thing. You know, there's younger characters that are saving for, you know, the renting and saving for their own home and finding it more and more of a distant prospect. So, yeah, I guess focusing on home and living conditions, you know, that's inevitably going to come up, but I think he does a really good job of addressing those issues while still telling interesting stories and developing characters at the same time.
The role of the time traveller, is the time traveller story in itself, or is it almost a recurring character that helps us navigate the collection?
Yeah, kind of. So I think he's kind of the, if there was going to be a lead, I'd say it would be him. So he... You know, he arrives in the first story, you know, befriends somebody in the present and starts a relationship, and then their story recurs later on. I think he must have had some fun with just thinking about the mechanics of how time travel would work and how what a time travel device would look like. And then so the building is a former radio factory, and there's a story set in the 1930s where For some reason, the time traveller's conversation with his partner is picked up by these workers in the 1930s, and there's there's a really touching bit of, I guess, queer history there. That there's a guy in the 30s who's unable to live the kind of life that the time traveller and his partner are living, and they connect via the ether, and that's it's just really beautifully done.
Recommending, Irene?
Yeah, I would recommend it. Definitely, if people that are into short stories or people that like reading stuff set locally, and I think it's a good collection, and I hope that it will find a wide readership.
Ngā mihi, Irene Beautrey has reviewed Home Theatre by Anthony Lapwood, published by Te Herenga Waka University Press. $30 the price.